How are designers like us supposed to know where to begin every project? What questions to ask? Selecting materials, how to spec processes, how to be sustainable? If you're asking these questions, this show's the answer. All right, packaging peeps, I've got a special message from our sponsor, IDPDirect.com. If you want a more transparent supply chain and color consistency across your entire retail packaging program, check out IDPDirect.com. Not only do they make some of the most beautiful luxury retail packaging around the world, they're factory direct, meaning you speak directly with the factory making your packaging, not a middleman. Check out IDPDirect.com and schedule a consultation anywhere in the world near you. IDPDirect.com. So I saw this post on Instagram. Somebody had taken a bunch of tampon applicators and they had put them all together to create a gigantic tampon applicator just to show the amount of plastic waste, the single-use plastic that had been washing up on the beaches. It really made me think about the amount of plastic that's out there and the packaging that goes with it. As a guy, I'm really not very well educated in these types of products, but I'll tell you what, looking into it, you know, I found there's this OI certified organic tampons. Now, the reason I'm talking about tampons today is the packaging. There's a tremendous amount of packaging out there with tampons. And as I looked through, I started seeing some really beautiful packaging out there for some of these products. So there's the OI, I'm assuming it's pronounced OI. They're biodegradable, and I love the tagline. It's biodegradable, not debatable. Now, it's a cardboard applicator. The packaging is fully recyclable. It's uncoated. It's wrapped in an uncoated sheet. It's really straightforward. Then there was this other one that I saw as I walked down the aisle at the grocery store. It was really beautiful, minimalist packaging. Problem was that the container was plastic with paper labels that were adhered to it. You know, that hard plastic can be recycled, no problem. But what it did is it did show you the inside, and the inside had these single serve paper covers over the product. So again, making everything recyclable, and the plastic on the outside, you know, was recyclable. Just opened my eyes to the concept of this whole aisle that I typically don't walk down, all of the waste that's there. That doesn't have to be. If you're looking out there, there's a bunch of amazing graphics for some of these products. There's a product called Cora Organic Cotton Tampons. Now, the packaging for that, it could be anything. It's amazing. It's super minimal. It's like a beige color with like a navy blue. And, you know, it just tells you what it is. They're not trying to sell anybody with bright blues and yellows and swooshes. It's just in large letters, and it says it takes up like 80% of the packaging. It says organic cotton tampons. Boom. Plain and simple. You know, it's not trying to hide behind colors and flashiness and patterns and trying to make this, you know, super feminine with little flowers all over the place. I really love the way that this is focused on the product, and it's not trying to be a really girly product, right? And this is a product that half the humans on the planet need and have to purchase. You know, just because I'm a guy and I'm going to go buy a product, I don't need it to be in blue with Rocky Mountains all over it and weights or whatever goofy stuff people think, you know, anchors. Whatever's popular at the time for men. If I'm looking for a specific product, I just need to know what it is. I need to know that it's well designed and I can pick it up. Trust is built on that. And I love the idea that Cora has taken this route of just being blunt, beautiful, and direct. There's a brand called Just, and you know that one's pretty cool. It's like got black and white stripes on the bottom of it, kind of like a Sephora. So you get that sense of cosmetics there because of that, and they're leaning on another brand. And then at the top of it, it just says Just, and there's a circle right next to it in black, which is essentially a period. And, you know, it just says, you know, no dyes, no fragrance, no chlorine bleach. You know, that one's kind of fun. It's a little playful on the packaging. The die cut on the top has a little swoosh on it. But other than that, it's like this big, bold, red box. And, you know, it has a picture of the product on the side panel. But on the front of it, it's pretty straightforward. It just says Just, period, with the three black and white stripes on the bottom, similar to Sephora. So if you're in packaging, you should be walking down every aisle of the grocery store, every aisle of Target when you're there, and just look at packaging, even if it's not products for you, because you're going to get some inspiration there. And really, one of the things that I'm saying, and I keep going back to, is this Cora product. It's beautifully designed. I'd love to know who designed that. So definitely check it out. You know, maybe you'll get a chance to design some tampon packaging and eliminate all this plastic waste. All right, guys, thanks so much for listening to my rant. Bye.
Thanks for joining us on the show. If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe to the Packaging Podcast. That way, you can get an insightful podcast every day. The Packaging Podcast is hosted by me, Avelio Matos. If you enjoyed the show, pay it forward by rating and reviewing the show on Apple Podcasts. It It'll help grow the show and support our growing audience. Thanks again for listening. We'll talk soon.